Dr. Dawson, you were on our final panel here at the Global Dairy 500 conference. What was the, first of all, the topic for you guys?
Well, we were just really trying to review a little bit of some of the technologies, some of the concerns the industry is going to have relative to product quality, how we address that, some of the effects on the environment, methane production, and some of the costs associated with dairy production.
So for this group in here, there's been a lot of talk about efficiency and of course, the market conditions and things like that. What do some of these new technologies offer to dairymen today?
Well, I think depending on where you're looking at the technology, some of the technologies in methane recovery, for example, offer a new cost-saving line for the farmer. They can actually produce bioenergy, and that's a consideration for many people as they integrate their systems. Looking at some of the new technologies relative to feed management, those are changing considerably. And if you looked at what we saw here at this meeting, there's a lot of interest in nitrogen metabolism. What can we do in that area that will change not only environmental impact, but the efficiency of the animal? And I think you heard about a lot of concepts that will eventually drive the industry in the next 5 to 10 years, particularly on nitrogen metabolism, maintaining that cow in a healthy state, using some of the nutritional tools that are fairly new in development.
But when you look at the research that Alltech is doing, what would be those key projects that you're doing right now that are going to help dairy farmers in the future?
Well, I think one of the ones that came out in this meeting and we've really been working with for about 6 months in our group has to do with using microbial nitrogen to bypass or escape the rumen. This is a concept that is fairly simple. If you think about it, we're not paying the overheads of the rumen microbial population and having to generate new protein. But it is something that's become feasible as fermentation capacity and new byproducts are coming out of the feed industry as well as the human food industry.
Well, I think you've had a great conference here. Participation looks like it's been strong this year, even in spite of market conditions. And a lot of smiling people that seem optimistic for the future. So thank you for taking a moment to speak with me here at the conclusion of the Global Dairy 500 conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.